print disability, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org.
Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from the day's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Begin as always on this Thursday, December 18th, 2025, with High and Lois. Lois says to Ditto, who's wearing his Christmas sweater, "Your Christmas sweater still fits. It's a little tight. Better go easy on the Christmas cookies. I'm taking it off." Zits. Mom and Dad are getting ready to play some pickleball. "Do you want to come play some pickleball with us?" she says to Jeremy. "You bet. They say it's the number one sport for old people of all ages." As they start pelting him with balls. "I'm joking." Blondie, Mr. Dither says to Dagwood, hands him a bag. "Here's your holiday bonus." "Oh, wow. It's some lottery tickets I picked up at the gas station." "Well, thank you." "Don't mention it, but if any of them pan out..." "Don't worry, boss. I'll be sure to mention it." Beetle Bailey. Soldier walks out. "So I was outside. I went out for a smoke." This Beetle walks out. "I thought you quit smoking." "I did, but I'm not giving up a good excuse for some alone time." "I got the horrible." The family's playing. "Let's all play hide and seek," says Hagar's son. "Great idea, everyone. Hide and I'll seek." "That's my cue to lock the pantry," thinks Helga. Hagar the horrible, we see a couple birds and the penguins walking up to him. And the one bird says to the other, "Here comes Doug again to explain the benefits of a cold plunge." Family circus. Dolly says to Jeff as he's about to go outside, "Close the door, you're letting out the Christmas tree smell." And Barney Google and Stuffy Smith. We see the Pratts leaving the holler. As Louise says to Alvini, "Well, there go the Pratts. Won't be the same without that busy Maybelle running around no more. Never fear, Louise. This is hootin' holler. There's no shortage of gals running around ready to fill Maybelle's shoes." You've been listening to a reading of the day's newspaper comics on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Thanks for listening.